91X News.
It's 6 degrees and cloudy. I'm Ashley Gale with 91X News. Belleville City Council has given Loyalist College a thumbs down on its request for $1 million. The college wanted additional funds for the 2011 operating budget and the Skills Center project. Despite being turned down by both Quinte West and Belleville City Councils, the college plans to continue to build support through its Campaign for Loyalist College initiative. Early in the 2010 school year, the college had a setback when $150,000 of equipment from the School of Trades program went missing. It's gloves to garbage for students at the Loyalist College. At Loyalist College's Friday, the campus cleanup initiative wants to make the campus a green and more appealing place. Residence coordinator Dave Templar says a clean campus is a happy campus.
No, and I'm not saying that our campus is, you know, awful by any stretch, but certainly some garbage out there that does need to be picked up by somebody. So if we can all do it as a group, then maybe it instills a bit of pride in our campus for others, and maybe we won't walk by that one little thing on the ground. We'll pick it up instead and help, you know, maintain a clean campus.
Campus cleanup starts early at 9:30 and ends at noon. As the grass becomes greener, so does the Quinte region. This weekend is the 6th annual Living Green in Quinte Trade Show and Expo. Conservation Education Coordinator Maya Navrat says the event provides information about green living.
It is an all-inclusive, one-stop shop for everything green, basically, in the Quinte region.
The event attracts several hundred guests for workshops and tours and a trade show event. CFB Trenton is getting a new base commander. Colonel Dave Cochran has filled the role for the past year and is now passing the hat. Colonel Sean Friday is taking command sometime this summer. Trenton High School will be hosting an all-candidates meeting next Wednesday. It will give the public a chance to learn more about the candidates running in the May 2nd federal election. Manager of the Quinte West Chamber of Commerce, Susan Andrews, says this is a great event to push the agenda.
Sometimes, you know, we're very heavily influenced by what goes on in the media, and it's really important that people get the chance to ask their questions directly to the candidate.
Doors open at 6:30. Canadian Catholic bishops are concerned about advance polling days for the May 2nd federal election and that they fall over the Easter weekend. The president of the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops has written to the chief electoral officer asking him to accommodate Catholic staff and volunteers with Elections Canada. Advance polls will be open on April 22nd, which is Good Friday, as well as April 23rd and 25th, which are the holiest days of the Christian calendar. Bishop Pierre Morissette said the number of Catholics who are Elections Canada staff and volunteers have expressed concern about being required to prepare or staff polling stations on those days. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Austin McKay with sports.
Canada's Jeff Stoughton is still undefeated at the Men's World Curling Championship in Regina. Stoughton earned an 8th straight victory with a 9-4 win over the Czech Republic. Canada is now assured of at least a tiebreaker to advance to the Page playoff. Stoughton faces off against Sweden later today. One of the five charges in Barry Bonds' perjury trial has been dropped, and the defense has rested without calling a single witness. Bonds' lawyer, Alan Ruby, announced the move Wednesday morning. This means the slugger will not take the stand in his own defense against charges that he lied to a federal grand jury by saying he never knowingly used performance-enhancing drugs. The former home of the Expos may one day host a Canadian rival. Toronto Blue Jays president Paul Beeston says he's open to having the team play a game at Montreal's Olympic Stadium, but adds it's premature to speculate when that might happen. There are 15 games in the MLB today. The Blue Jays face Oakland tonight at 7 as Jesse Litch takes the mound. They will look to build off last night's win against the A's, which was an exciting walk-off home run in the 10th inning. There are 5 games currently underway. In the NHL, there are 8 games tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs will play a meaningless game against the New Jersey Devils at 7, and the Battle of Alberta will take place with Edmonton facing the playoff hopeful Calgary Flames at 9:30. That's sports. Here's Ashley Gale with 91X Weather.
Today it's mostly cloudy with 60% of chance of showers with a high of 5. Tonight it will clear up with a low of minus 5. Thursday the sun's coming out with a high of 10. Friday more sun with a low of 0 and a high of 11. It's 6 degrees. I'm Ashley Gale with Austin McKay. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.